And you may be seated as well. Praise God. Can we give a round of applause for the worship team, please? Done a fantastic job. God bless you so much, man. See their hard work, their diligence to their ministry. How's everyone doing? Is everyone all right? Yeah? Has everybody been enjoying the weather? See, this is when you get to find out people's ages, yeah? Because the oldest generation don't like the snow. They find it cold. But the young ones love it because they're out in the snow, having snow fights and things like that. So who enjoyed this weather? All right. It's a bit split. I tell you what, let's open up in prayer. And then we'll get into this. In Jesus' mighty name. Father God, we just want to thank you so much for another day that you've allowed us to see, Lord God. Father, it's you that allows a man to go and to see the next day. It's you that allows a man to even breathe the breath that he's breathing right now. And we want to thank you for that, Lord Jesus. So, Lord God, even today, as we go into your word, as we have this service, we ask that your presence would be here with us tangibly, Lord God. We ask that you would speak from on high, Lord God, Father. I'm asking, Lord God, for hope to rise up in this building today, Lord God. I'm asking for more of a knowledge of you to rise up in this building today, Lord God. I'm asking for more of a passion for you to rise up today in this house, Lord God, Father. No matter what, even if there is a deaf or a blind person walking past this church, let them be able to see and hear what is going on, that Jesus Christ is alive in this building, Lord God. You come and you take full control, Lord Jesus. We commit this service into your hands. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 Haven't got too long, and I'm going to pass on to the next speaker. But just before I start, I'd really like to just thank Jesus so much. Just thank Jesus so much for what he's done and what he's doing in my life. He's just truly fantastic, man. And I say it all the time, he can work with anything. Whoa. I say it all the time, he can work with anything, man. If he can say to darkness that light has to switch on, listen, there's nobody that can be sat here that has a grave situation that God cannot work on, because I've seen him do it in my life. Also would like to thank the gang. I want to say a massive, massive shout out to the gang leadership. I thank you lot so much for your commitment. I was just thinking on the way here, like the last gang meeting that we had, and we had to get up early in the morning to get here, but they get up early, they come, they serve God with a passion, and it's such an encouragement for me. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank the gang leadership, I thank the pastoral leadership, and last but not least, I thank my beautiful wife, who is a fantastic woman of God, who knows how to rebuke me in love and put me in my place. She's pulling her face, but she knows. Yeah. But no, seriously, I just thank you for your prayers. Okay, so who knows what month we're in? Prayer, praise God. For some reason, before we done this, I met up with Damien, and I was like, Damien, what month are we in? And I was like, prayer and fasting. He's like, no, it's prayer. I was like, rah, I would have come up and done a whole sermon on prayer and fasting. I missed it. But we're on prayer, and I want to start off with a statement, because it is such a relief when you have a problem and that you know that there's not only somebody there that has compassion on you, but also they have the power to fix that problem in what it is that you're going through. It is such a relief. Who here has ever had a problem? Yeah? All right, everybody's hands should really be going up there, because everybody's had a problem. Yeah? Who here has had a problem where it seemed like there's nobody there that can fix it? Nobody there that can help you with that problem? Isn't it such a relief when you find out that there's actually somebody there that can help you with that problem? That you don't have to go through that problem all by yourself. Somebody that can come and say, look, I understand what you're going through. Not only do I understand what you're going through, I know what to do to help you get through it. I've got the tools to help you get through it. Here's a bit of an example that I hope that will make it a bit clear as to what I'm trying to say. I think it was it Women's Conference when I was going to pick up Denise from the airport? I was driving, and then my car broke down. And I was like, oh, man, what am I going to do? It's like, oh, I've got to go and pick up Denise from the airport. And I was in Fallowfield, and I was thinking in my head, what am I going to do? So I managed to pull up on the curb. And basically what happened was that, thank you, Lord, like this little kid that was about 16 was on his, it wasn't even a moped, it was like one of those electric bikes, was just scooting along like, scooting along. And then he stopped and he got off and he goes, oh, you all right, mate? And I was like, yeah, my car's broken down. And we had a bit of a conversation. And the kid was, he was a nice kid. He was really, really nice. And he had compassion, but he didn't have no power to help me in the situation I was in. He had compassion and it was like, yeah, cool. Like, I bet this is wrong with your car. And I was like, oh, well, can you help me fix it? Because he told me he was studying mechanic, innit? So I was like, oh yeah, praise Jesus. Like a mechanic has stopped. And he was just like, no, I don't really know what's wrong with this problem here. So I was like, oh, all the compassion in it, but he couldn't help me in the situation I was in. Now the AA man came, and praise God, the AA man helped me, but it didn't even seem like he had compassion at all when he was helping me. Just wanted to get the job done. I was trying to make conversation with him. He just wasn't having none with me. It was just like, and he wanted to get out of there. But when you have a mixture of compassion, and not only compassion, but a person that has the power to help you with that, it makes a massive difference. Because they go above and beyond. Because it's like it's like saying, look, I understand your problem. I get what you're going through. And I want to help you. I want to help you get through it. And it's such a fantastic thing to know and to be able to say that that is exactly what Jesus is to us. He's not like that 16-year-old kid on his little electric moped, stopping in the middle of the road, taking off his helmet, has compassion, but actually has no power to help. That's not Jesus. Not only does he have compassion for us, he has the power to help us. That is a liberating thought. Listen, let me tell you something. People in the world, they don't have that backup. They don't have that. They can go through a problem and that's why it can take them out. That's why you can see certain people start to contemplate suicide. I remember it was at Jemima's and was talking about it. Was talking about why some people commit suicide. And Jemima came out with this statement, well, at least you can say, if no matter how bad it gets, we can say, well, we've got God. We've got God. Somehow, some way, he can turn it around. But people in the world, they don't have that. If you don't know Jesus, you don't have that. You're literally in this world fighting it by yourself. And we know this world doesn't play by the rules. It will try and take you out. Why? Because Satan is the prince of this air. And he don't play by the rules. But I want us to read a scripture. If we turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. Please just give me an amen when you get there. All right, praise God, you lot are quick. All right, so I'm reading from the NLT version. So then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Amen. What a fantastic statement. It's saying basically, look, this world, what we go through, our problems, our trials, our temptations. Now, I'll be the first to put up my hand here and say, even though I've been a Christian, I've been saved for about 6 years, maybe possibly longer, there is still many, 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 many areas in my life that need to be improved. And sometimes when you start to look at it, you can become a bit discouraged and disheartened. Like, Lord, I've been serving you for so long and I still feel like I'm far away from the standard of what I read in the Bible.
I pick up the Bible, and it's like a mirror where it's just showing up every single spot that is on my face where I fall short. Clearasil ain't helping me. I'm just falling short. But it's fantastic because it says that we have a high priest. It's not saying, look, he's not a person that sits there and he's barking orders at us, that's telling us to do things that doesn't have a clue what we're going through. You know, there's some organizations where you've got the boss that's right at the top, but he is so disconnected from what's actually going on ground level. So he's barking orders, he's telling people what to do, but he doesn't have a clue what's going on. He's never done it himself. Jesus says that he's walked in this life. He's gone through what we've gone through. It says he understands our weaknesses. And then it says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Now you can come boldly to it. You don't have to let that thought of, oh God, oh man, I'm just so far from it. God, I don't even know if I can look at you. You don't have to let any type of condemnation stop you from praying to God. In fact, the Bible says, pray to him. Ask him for the grace. We were just singing it the last song, wasn't we? About God's mercy endures forever. God's grace. God's grace and mercy. There's never, ever, 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 ever going to be a credit crunch on mercy and grace. It abounds. It abounds. It's there. What are you going through? What are you struggling with? For me, I know one thing. I'm praying and I'm begging God for. And you know what? God is good and he does answer prayers. It was that my devotional life used to be messed up, man. And God started to convict me about it because I could get up in the morning, rather late in the morning. All right, I could get up in the afternoon. I have to tell the truth. My wife has sat down. I could get up in the afternoon, yeah, and the first thing I'll do when I get up, probably brush my teeth, have my shower, sit down, and I'm on 24. Oh, what's going on? What's the next episode of 24? Yeah, 24 and me have had some battles, boy. But I'm on 24, just watching it. The next episode, I'm like, I'll watch one episode. Then it ends on a cliffhanger. I'm like, oh, I've got to watch the next episode to see what happens, man. And before I know it, I spent like 3 hours watching 24, and it's time for me to go to work. And I haven't spent no time with God. I haven't said, God, how are you doing? I haven't got to check God or anything. I've just been engrossed in my little film that's been going on. And that was happening for time. Probably like a good 3 months. And I was like, you know what, Lord? All right, I'm going to need your help to change me in this area. I'm going to need you to help me change in this area. I could do 2 things. I could start to feel condemned and give up and think, God, it's never going to happen. Or what I can do is pray to you and say, God, help me. Help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me to speak to you. Lord God, I don't care if it's 10 minutes that I can do. Help it to be heartfelt. Help me to just connect with you. And God is good, because the next time I got up in the morning, I had my laptop on and the Bible was there. And it was like, which one are you going to choose? And like, I stood there for 50 seconds and I was looking. And just the conviction in my heart was like, no, get that time with God. Get that time with God. And then if you've got time after, then get on 24. But get that time with God. But you see, that came because I started to ask God, mercy, grace, forgive me, Lord God. Forgive me for where I've gone wrong. Forgive me for where I've put 24 instead of seeking time with you. Listen, we don't know what's going to happen in any given day. We don't know. I mean, we think of the World Trade Center and things like that. I know it happened years ago, but do you think people got up that day knowing that they were going to die? You don't know what's going to happen in a day, any given day. You don't know. You don't have a clue. You're not in control of your life. If you thought you was in control of your life, newsflash, you're not in control of it. You don't know what's going to happen. That's why it's so important to seek God. God, I don't know what's going to happen today, but Jesus, just be with me. Just help me. Lord God, I don't know who I'm going to have the opportunity to share the gospel with, but just give me the words to say, Lord God. Don't let me overthink it, Lord God. Father, I don't know what accusations are going to come my way, but Lord God, you strengthen my heart so I can go through this day. You don't know what's going to happen. That's why you need to get with God. You need to get with God. Listen, if you can do an hour, praise God. If you can do half an hour, do half an hour. If you can do 5 minutes, do 5 minutes. Just make it heartfelt. Get with God. Connect with God. If you need help in that area, ask Him for mercy and grace. Ask Him for mercy and grace. He wants to give it more than we want to ask it. That is the craziest thing about it. Say, come boldly. Come boldly. What? Imagine if you got an invitation to come boldly to the Chinese restaurant to eat for free. He's not going. You would be there, man. In fact, they would have to kick you out. They said, enough is enough. You've ate 8 plates. Get out of here. But God tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Come. Come boldly. Ask me. I want to help you. I love you. Man, I know what you need. I know what's ahead. You need to pray. Do you know what accusation is going to come at you? And the reason why we can say this with so much confidence is because Jesus says, look, I've been there. I've been there. I've seen the temptations that the enemy throws at us. I've seen the pressures of the world. And I know it says that we have a high priest that understands. Not a high priest that's just there barking commandments at us and telling us to follow and do. It says he understands. He understands. An example. When me and Denise got married, for whatever reason, our flat fell down on us. We basically didn't get it. Didn't it literally fall on our heads? But our flat fell through. That's it. That's what I'm looking for. Thank you, Jesus. It's been a long day. But our flat fell through on us. And what happened was I went to a housing agency. I'm not even going to mention their names. God, I forgive them. You know I've forgiven them. But I went to one housing agency and I told them our problem. I was like, I've just got married. There was this flat that we're supposed to get and it's falling through for us. At the moment, we're staying at our house and I don't feel it's particularly conducive for us to continue our marriage life like this. So the person just looked me dead point blank in the eye and just said, oh, well, there's nothing much we can do for you. You can stay in a B&B if you want. I just thought, what? Like, are you serious? I want to come and live in this house and pay nothing. I'm like, I'll pay rent. Just find me a place to stay. It's not conducive. They didn't have no heart. They have no compassion. They didn't feel nothing. Nothing to our situation. If it wasn't God that had compassion and mercy on us, I don't know where we would have been. I don't know where we would have been. I thank God that I could go to him and ask God for your grace and your mercy to help us in this situation. You know what? Before I was in that situation, I wouldn't probably have had so much compassion for somebody that might have been in the same situation as me. But now I've been through it, and I know how the system works. I've got compassion when somebody comes and says, I'm looking for somewhere to stay, and I don't know where my wife and my child's going to sleep. I have compassion. And guess what? If I had the power to help them, I would help them. That's what Jesus is saying in this portion of scripture. I've been through. I understand. And now I have the power. Nothing holds me back. Death tried it and I buoyed it. It couldn't hold me back. I obliterated it. Now you, what is it that you need help with? What is it that you need grace and mercy with? I will help you with it. I will help you with it. That's why we don't have to go through it by ourselves. How do we get to this grace and mercy though? How do we come boldly to it? Through prayer. The bottle agrees. Through prayer. Through prayer. It's through prayer that we attain this grace and mercy. Listen, you can't just wishfully think it. I hope my situation's going to change. Oh, I hope I'm going to have energy to withstand this temptation. You can't wishful think it. Prayerfully, you've got to approach it. Prayerfully. so I end there just really wanting to encourage us about what Jesus says, that he says that there's grace and there's mercy for us in abundance. What is it, whatever it is that we're going through, maybe it is certain trials and temptations that we're struggling with. At work, sometimes I get so short-tempered at the young people because they come so quick and snappy with their remarks. And it's like, God, give me patience. God, give me patience. God, give me patience. When some young people, the other day I was driving and a young person threw snow at my car and I broke in the middle of the road and I reversed and I wind down the window and I looked at him and I was like, God, give me mercy. God, give me mercy. But you can pray to God in these situations for mercy and grace. What temptation is it that you're going to come? See, that's a funny one, but there's some things that are actually real hard that we're going through, where Satan is literally looking to sift us and take us out. God, give me mercy. God, give me strength. God, help me to honor you. One of the prayers I pray every day is, God, help me not to disgrace your name. I claim to be a Christian. Help me not to disgrace your name. God, help me today. Help my light to shine. Help me to speak to someone. Help me to shine my light, not even just to people on the outside, but to my wife in the house. God, help me with my grumpiness. Help me not to be so grumpy towards my wife. Help me. God, help me. God, help me. You can pray for anything. There's nothing too small and there's nothing too big. God says, bring it all. Bring it all. Come boldly. Come boldly. You ain't got to hold back nothing. Need help with your assignments? Come boldly. Need hope of finding work? Come boldly. That's because our God cares about us like that, that he will call us to come boldly. Father God, I want to thank you for who it is that you are, Lord God. Jesus, you're not just a mere person that has never ever been through what it is that we've been through, Lord God. But you said that you've seen it, you've been through it, yet you was without sin. Meaning that you know the remedy to keep us from falling into sin, Lord God. God, I pray that we would come boldly to that throne of grace, Lord Jesus. That we come boldly through prayer to you, Lord God. Asking you, Lord God, just to help us with our day-to-day. Lord God, even within this room, I know there's many different situations and trials that people are going through. But I pray, Lord God, Father, that their heart will feel compelled to pray to you, Lord God, and ask for your help. Have your way in the rest of this service. We praise you and we worship you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.